It's time for Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we welcome you to another edition of the program on our affiliate stations, either 800 CJBQ in Belleville or 1380 CKLC here in Kingston. As always, make sure you find us online, simply jjthegolfguy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. Our guest on the program today, he's an established consultant in the world of golf. He's a esteemed writer. He is also a marketing genius when it comes to golf situations. And we welcome Tim O'Connor.
Hello, Jody. My gosh, what a build-up.
With an introduction like that, all you could say is, hello, Jody.
I'm proud to be here with an introduction like that. I hope my mom's listening. My God. She'd be so proud.
Tim, you've been on our show several times, and we've had a good relationship with you over the last several years. For those who are not familiar with Tim, maybe you can get us up to speed on who you represent and what you are actually doing in the world of golf.
Sure. I work as a consultant in the world of golf communications. Company is O'Connor Golf Communications, and we do work for companies like ClubLink Corporation, which owns more than about 30 golf courses in Ontario and Quebec, Nike Golf Canada, the Canadian Professional Golfers Association, and also doing work with an outfit called the Junior Golf Academy of Canada, which is based in Orlando, Florida. And we dabble in different projects and things, but it's all golf all the time, and it's fun.
Tim O'Connor, our guest, and later on in the show, we are going to talk about some interesting issues in the world of golf, including Boo Weekly, but I want to get your take on the season. Obviously, not all the courses are opened. Most of them are not open here in Ontario, and it's seems like a late season, I guess, to the avid golfer. You want to get out there as soon as possible. I'm wondering, from your perspective, the effect on ClubLink, what's their mandate when it comes to opening and what they do?
ClubLink waits until the till the conditions are good to open. That is being fairly dry. I mean, it doesn't have to be July-like conditions out there, but you certainly don't want to have a lot of brown grass and grass that's not going to recover, from when you scrape out a nice divot or whatnot. So they try to balance nicely in terms of the ramped up demand of members to go out and play the courses, but also you got to protect the courses. You can't be open too early and do damage to them.
And of course, ClubLink, you're a member at one course, you're basically a member at every other ClubLink course. Is this process, this theory, still working? Are people still interested in doing that?
Absolutely. ClubLink, in terms of member golf, joining a course to become a member there, it really has become one of the game in town, particularly in the GTA area and in Ottawa and in Montreal. The idea being that you can join one golf course, that could be your home course, but you have access to all the ClubLink courses in the family. So, it provides some really nice flexibility. You don't play the same course over and over again. Let's say you do a little bit of traveling with the family up to Muskoka or let's say Mont Tremblant, you can go up there and play the resort courses in those areas, or meet on business. Say you're going to have a meeting with somebody in Milton, you could tee it up at Rattlesnake Point Golf Club, or conversely go up to Stouffville and play Emerald Hills up there. So the flexibility is really nice, and that's really one of the key attractions to it for certain.
And is ClubLink still focused on acquiring more properties, or are they developing new ones? What's their goal for long term for that?
Well, for now, I mean, it's kind of in terms of in the short term, ClubLink has moved away from the developing courses in terms of from raw property, buying a property, from scratch and just building a golf course. That's pretty expensive to do that. But also, ClubLink's just moved into an area where it can do a little bit better business by acquiring courses that have already been built, and it's getting some really good ones. The last three acquisitions have been really phenomenal in terms of just acquired Alzmir in Montreal, which is a nice addition to that cluster of courses in the greater Montreal area. Eagle Creek was announced, I think that was in around February, and that's in the Ottawa area. So now you've got four member clubs around Ottawa. And Eagle Creek has been highly regarded as a great track for a number of years. And a number of years ago, about three, the public acquired National Pines in Barrie. So all three of those courses are really strong golf courses. I mean, anyone who's a real player and has played those courses or knows of them know that they're really high quality. So Clubbing is more in sort of an acquisition mode right now, but it's also going to be opening this summer the Windance Golf Club in Uxbridge, and that's designed by Greg Norman. So Clubbing acquired that course. It's sort of a mid-development. So it is a development course, but really Clubbing is more sort of in an acquisition mode than a building mode right now.
And speaking about the Greg Norman course, Windance, that's more of a high-end course, I assume?
Absolutely, yeah. That's to compete at the upper end with courses such as Coppenwood, which is in that area. Clubbing hasn't had a course of that caliber open for a while. They're all very good courses around the GTA, but Greg Norman is associated with premium golf, and that's absolutely what Windance is going to deliver. It's an amazing property built on part of the land was a former gravel pit and quarry, so there's a lot of up and down there, and some pretty spectacular elevation change with some cliffs and things. So that's going to be a huge story when that opens this summer.
Tim O'Connor, he represents Clubbing, Nike Golf, and a slew of other golf clients, and he's our guest on the program. Quick commercial break. When we return, we will talk to Tim about Nike Golf and its impact in the world of golf. You are enjoying Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network. Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
To you, class and style are more than just words. You dress to a tee, pick the finest restaurants, and always walk with confidence. That's why you golf at Trillium Wood. You don't cut corners, and neither do they. Trillium Wood, Highway 37 north of Belleville. Visit trilliumwood.com.